Asia. Remember, this is where the nation's big conversations begin every morning. And yes, we continue with the discussions here on the program every year. On August 30, the world marks the International Day of the Victims of Enforced Disappearance, a day to remember people whose whereabouts remain unknown and to stand with the families who continue to search for answers. Now, for families, having a loved one disappear can mean living for years with uncertainty, unanswered questions, and no opportunity to properly grieve. Now, this year's theme is Together in Hope, United in Love, and it highlights the importance of supporting families and continuing efforts to establish what happened to those who are missing. Now, this morning, we want to understand, in the South Sudanese context, how many people are missing, what is being done to find them, and what support is available to their families. Joining me are the Director of Early Warning and Disaster Management at the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, also a member of the Technical Working Group of Missing Persons, Charles Placido, and Kulang Mayendut, who is in charge of the Missing Persons File at the International Committee of the Red Cross. Good morning, gentlemen, and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Now, let's start with you, Kulang. When we talk about a person being missing, what does that actually mean for the family left behind?
For the family left behind, missing could mean a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
It means left without answers, looking for answers for a long period of time. And it means a lot of suffering, because of uncertainties that come with that, lack of answers, and the other consequences that come with the disappearances.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. So why is it important to continue looking for answers, sometimes years after someone has disappeared?
Because families live with a lot of anguish, with a lot of pain of looking for these answers. And talking to some of the families, it's very clear, it come out clearly that they are dearly missing their relative, and it would be very important that they are aware about it, clarified, or answers are provided to them because of what they go through. They go through a lot of things that are related to psychosocial issues, psychological issues, as well as economic and financial needs that arise.
Especially when they do not have the closure on whether the person is dead or alive.
Exactly. It takes time to be able to receive that closure.
Right.
And through this process, we have to move with them to make sure that they live every day and able to live like other people.
Right. Now, let's bring in Placido. What does a missing persons issue look like in South Sudan? Just paint us a picture.
Yeah, thank you, Irene. The first thing I think I need to correct is my title. I'm Director for Emergency Preparedness and Response in the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management. And at the same time, I'm a focal person for missing persons in South Sudan. So missing persons in South Sudan is we have a technical working group, and this technical working group since 2021 was established by a ministerial order, number one, and they continue to work until this moment. Up to this moment, they have already achieved a lot of things. And missing persons is between two situations. A person may be missed, he might be alive, can be found alive, or that person can be found dead. Yeah, so these circumstances, I mean, a person is missing, so the fate is not known. The fate of these people are not known. So we have a lot of these circumstances that create people to miss. Especially in our country before independence and after independence, we have a lot of armed conflict, and we have communal violence, and then we have other natural disasters that create or that make people to move. In the process of moving, people being displaced, people get missing. So unless the fate of these people is clarified through the process of searching, Yeah, otherwise, if people go missing, I mean they are disappeared.
Right. So yeah. Do we have a sense of how many people are still unaccounted for?
Yeah, for with the support of ICRC and South Sudan Red Cross, what we know is that we have about 12,000 people who are missing.
Still missing.
Is still missing. Mm. And then we have a number whose faith has been clarified.
And how many are those?
It's about 6,227.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So ICRC, what do you put in place to establish or to, you know, allocate these people?
in working with these families to try and provide answers and to work with them, there are a number of issues that we put in place. Among them is that we work with the National Society, which is the South Sudan Red Cross, which has a very wide coverage of the country and has a good number of volunteers that are moving around to search for people. So we continue to build the capacity of this available human resource that mm-hmm. is able to provide these services. Another way that we also try to reach out to those who could be still looking for their missing loved ones is through this type of engagement, because we, as Charles has mentioned, the figures he quoted, yes, they are a lot, but we believe that there are more figures outside there. But only
the
until, yes, until our services are known, what we do, how we can help them,
right.
That's when we can actually say, okay, this is the exact number of people who are still looking for their loved one.
Right.
But the number could be quite a lot.
Right.
Also, building the capacity of this human resource that is helping with the tracing. There are also tools that we have that are used for tracing, like the tracing request tool that we usually use to collect cases from the families. We also provide phone call services for those who might go missing, but they are just lacking these connections.
Numbers.
Exactly.
Right.
So through this continuous provision of phone call services, we're able to maintain the contact of these families not to go missing among themselves.
Right. So how does a phone call service work? So people have to come to your office and you give them airtime, or how does it work?
So we have identified locations or IDP camps where usually people run to after the conflict. So through these camps, we're able to sensitize our services to disseminate that we have these services that we can do mm-hmm. through these available South Sudan Red Cross offices mm-hmm. Nationwide. And these IDPs become center for, you know, for providing these services.
Right.
Where we bring our phone services and we ask the families who have the contact numbers of their relatives who could be far away and might be in a situation where they are likely to go missing, mm-hmm. to maintain contact, to be calling them through the phone call. We also have other sophisticated means of communication, like the Thuraya, that is able to provide these services to people who cannot who do not have network.
Right. Yes. Thank you so much. And Placido, of the 6,000 that you have spoken about, whose fate is not yet known, do you know if there are minors involved, like children? Are there cases that would involve children?
When these numbers are recorded like this, these are individuals. These are individuals. Of course, we believe the children are among these numbers.
Right.
Because we're dealing with the individuals, humans.
And earlier when you spoke about, when you were describing who a missing person was, you said that there are some strides that have been made, some good efforts. Can you just briefly share with us some of the success stories?
Yeah, in fact, the issues of tracing missing persons is not foreign, or is not that people do not know. We have institutions. We have institutions which are working, but they are working in a parallel. We have like Ministry of Interior. They participate in tracing people. Ministry of Information. They support in giving announcement or like doing searching, because those are the only place is known. And of course, ICRC and Red Cross are the leading. But now, especially after the peace agreement, and our Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management has been capacitated by the support of ICRC. And now, from the establishment of the technical working group, we have some roles and mandates, and we have already come up with a legal framework, a bill called Missing Persons Bill 2023, which is already being submitted to Ministry of Justice. And the Minister of Justice is supposed to present it to the cabinet. Mm-hmm. Upon passing of that bill by the parliament and the accent of the president, then I think now we can have a law that will try to bring together these institutions that are all participating in different ways to support the tracking of the missing person. So these are some of the few progress or few development. And of course, as a ministry, the technical working group, sometimes, of course, because these are humanitarian issues, and we have the humanitarian mandate. If people come, we support them. Mm. So we support them. Maybe we have some little food, especially for the families of the missing. But by the time the law is out, a lot will be done. Even for members of the missing, mm-hmm. who maybe their families were working, but now they are not there, and mm-hmm. we believe usually if you are missing, then you will be stopped from work.
Obviously.
Yeah. So these are, if this legal framework comes, then people can present that the families of those who are missing, who are working, at least they have some rights to be supported.
Right.
Yeah.
And still with you, Placido, just as the framework is still in the pipeline, what would be the responsibility of the government, especially when someone when a family member has disappeared, and this is linked to conflict or violence?
Yeah, for the responsibility of the government, our ministry is one of the institution of the government, and we have other counterparts. Usually, what we do when some people go missing, whether by conflict, through armed conflict or natural disasters, the first thing is that it is reported to police. It is reported to police, and then from there also it is reported to the media. That is to the Ministry of Information to broadcast, and then the process of search goes. Also, these same members of the family can also be asked to go to other partners to report it. So that is a responsibility, but it is limited. It is limited, and it is not coordinated.
Mm.
Yeah. By the time we actually have a legal framework, a law, then other institutions will be obliged to do their work.
Right.
Like one of the issue is people can be missing even just within a town, within a city, like in Juba. Like if somebody goes, leaves his home and goes to another area, another residential area, and that person happened to die. And then the police, the crime scene, the section of the crime scene, the CID, can collect this person and brought to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Now in the hospital, if some details, some personal details of that dead person is not published, is not well identified, then the person just remains in the hospital, and then when time comes, a decision will be taken by the authorities that this person should be buried.
Mm.
A person will be buried just like that. The members of the family do not know,
mm-hmm.
but this person is just—he died. He's in the hospital, and he's not found, and he's buried.
Right.
So this is how we look at the missing. So we have a component also in the missing persons bill. We have a component of management of the dead, which also talks about the dignified burial. You see, it helps in identification of the victim, of the missing persons.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thank you so much. Let's listen to the news headlines, and when we come back, I'll come to you, Kulang, shortly after the break.
السلام رسالتنا الوحدة هدفنا راديو مرايا صوت السلام.
Oh yes, welcome back. We are speaking about the International Day of the Disappeared, and every year on August 30, the world marks the International Day of the Victims of Enforced Disappearance, a day to remember people whose whereabouts remain unknown and to stand with the families who continue to search for answers. I'm glad to be joined in the studio by the Director for Emergency Preparedness, Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, focal point for missing persons. And that's Charles Placido and Kulang Mayendut, who is in charge of the missing persons file at the International Committee of the Red Cross. Yes, Kulang, I know you just you mentioned the partners that you have and how you work, but just in its practicality, when someone approaches the ICRC and says, "We cannot find our relative," what can you actually do at that point? What do you do at that point?
Okay. Thank you for the question, Irene. When somebody approaches us, whether the ICRC or South Sudan Red Cross, the first thing we do is we listen to the story of the person. We give them the platform to be able to express the story, what happened, under what circumstances did you miss your person. And based on the information that you provide, we will be able to see if the case is traceable, if the person can be found based on the details that you will provide. And then we will take the information using our forms. They are developed forms that we share across South Sudan as well as across the border with other delegations, ICRC offices, or other national societies across by.
Right.
And through this network of offices and the information that we took from the family, we are able to send it for tracing, and then we keep contact with this particular family that has reported the case so that we are able to update one another on a frequent basis. As much as we have a responsibility to update the family on the tracing process, they also have a responsibility to ask. And to provide
to
new
up.
Information, exactly.
Right, right.
To provide new information that could help us in, actually finding the person.
Right.
Yes.
So what are the biggest obstacles in finding missing people in South Sudan?
Yes. One of the big obstacles is what actually Mr. Charles has insinuated on, the movement of people, the frequent movement of people, and the perpetual conflicts that are taking place every time. So like if people go into a particular area, it doesn't take time before they are again displaced into another area. So it gives us a lot of challenges on, you know, how to easily pin down where to find these people. And so it is a process that usually takes time and takes resources,
right,
and period of time.
So how successful have you been in pinning down the people?
Yeah, we have a statistic from last year, because we can only generate what we have from last year.
Right.
And then the one for this year, we will be able to share it by the end of the year. What we have so far is that out of 12,000 that he has mentioned, that we have collected all this time, it's an accumulated number of cases collected.
Mm.
Out of that, half of it, almost a half of 12,000, were found and were able to reconnect with their families. So in 2025, last year, we have up to now, out of these 12,000, we can only say we have 6,000, over 6,000, 277 cases.
Mm.
So that means there is a lot of success stories you could see from the differences.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much. And Placido, what concrete steps has the government taken to improve the way missing persons cases are handled?
Yeah, the concrete steps is they are all embedded in our legal framework
that we are still waiting for.
Which we are waiting for.
Mm.
In that one, we have done also a lot of awareness, a lot of training, capacity building We have a lot of these institutions that are supporting in this process, like Ministry of Interior. We have the section of the forensic, which is falling under the CID. And then the hospital, Ministry of Health, is one of the key players, especially on the areas of the management of the debt. It is their mandate. And then our ministry, we are almost working together. These are three major institutions, and we are already doing some sensitization. Like we are saying, if the bill is still, we are waiting for the bill, but we are saying that the people of the hospital, I mean, Minister of Health, and then the CID, because like just the simple one, when people are just disappearing, I mean, in the town, in the cities, and you see whether these people are alive or they are dead. If they are dead, they are reported to the mortuary, to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So those people should try to do a good documentation. And, of course, it starts with the CID also, and then they are the hospital. Do good documentation, and those at least certain places should be allocated within the area, like of the mortuary, to publish, like, the pictures. Yeah, to put the pictures up so that when the loved ones are coming looking for their loved ones who are missing, at least they could see some photos.
Right.
Yeah, this is a very important. This is just, this one doesn't need a lot of, just this one. So when the law comes out, it will be like we will involve other institutions to help, to support us in the search.
Right.
Yeah, in the search.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Kulang, do you by any chance incorporate social media?
Yes, we use social media a lot, especially on success stories. If there are success stories, we have a communication department that cover a lot of these stories. For example, we are using a media now to disseminate on IDO.
No, I mean on announcing a missing person. Like, do you ask the public whether they have seen this person? And if they have, they should call this number.
This is an initiative that we are looking into. But we cannot easily just deploy social media like that, because we also do not know, you know, the sensitivity of the cases. So at the sensitivity level, we would rather look into it before we use social media.
Right.
Let me just come in. Yeah. Uh-huh. The practice, Irene. The practice is when people have their own loved ones missing. First, as I said, they go to the police, any nearest police station,
right,
and they start reporting that. And then their advice to go to radio SSBC, like they previously
and announce,
and announce whether in the States or in the capital here. These are and then it will be put on radio that X and Y or X has left the house or he has been on his journey to this place and he has not returned back. He has disappeared and all this.
Right.
Yeah. And then of course, some efforts, of course, there will be communication with the other organized forces along the way. If the person was traveling, if the person was in the town, there will be those efforts to describe how that person looks like. And then you say asking for support to track that. So those are just the practices.
Right.
But
thank you.
But they are not still coordinated because it is difficult to enforce.
Yes, Kulang, would you like to jump in?
Yes, on the use of social media or a third party in the tracing process, there are clauses within the document we use to collect cases to ask the family we are collecting the case from if they would like us to share this information with a third party.
Right.
So usually they either give consent or they don't.
And we follow
what they say.
Okay.
Because they are very important people.
Right, right. Thank you so much. Because of time, if a family member is listening to us this morning and has a relative who is missing, what would you want them to know, Placido?
Yeah, I think...
you can speak in Arabic.
In Arabic. I quay shukran. Al-usar al-lindo nas mufgudin usar hum fi qutar. وأنا متأكد بكون من قاعدين يسمع كلامنا قاعد نتكلم في يوم الجمعة أن إحنا قاعدين نحتفل بيوم العالمي لناس المفقودين وبس واحد عايز يسجي الأسر ديل زي أنا ذاته أنا عندي جينا البنادين خال واختفى وحسس شاله زمن ونحن لسه في الرجاء لأنه يوم من الأيام هو هتجي هو هتجي لقد ما نشوف هل هو مات ولا هو حي سو الأسر ديل ما يشعر بأنه هم براهم يوم العالم للناس المفقودين ده خصصوا عشان الأسر ديل أفرد يجي مع بعض يجي مع بعض ويجي عزي نفوسهم ويسجي نفوسهم وإن شاء الله لو القانون في تاو طلع القانون اللي احنا شغالين فوقه الحصة ماشي كويس لو بقى برا يعني في حقوق في حقوق للأسر الفقدوا ناس أي حتى الذات لو بقى لقيناه مثلا مات في برضو بقى في طرق طريقة مثلا بيدفنوا بوم أي لو كمان هو كان لو كمان لقوا حي وفقدوا شغل في تاو يعني برضو في طريقة الممكن نحن بنقدر نقدمه الزول اللي كان ما في وبقى لقوا بقدروا يقدموه لمحل شغل في تاو وبقدروا وري انه لو في طريقه ممكن يرجعوا في الشغل في تاو ده كله طبعا بطريقه بعدين للقانون داك
نعم
توصل ده لاسر تاع ناس المفقودين مشاكل تاع ناس مفقودين كتير في ناس بس بطريقه بسيط كده بس ممكن ناس بيروح ناس بيكون مفقودين لكن هنا الرسالة بكون برضو لسلطات حقنا في الحكومة دي مسؤولياتنا إنه ناس كله دي مسؤولية الناس كله ناس يشتركوا في كيف نسهل لأنه زول ناس ما يحسبوا في جانب لأنه زول دي مفقود لأنه لو زول تلقي زول دي حي ولا زول دي مات يعملوا documentation يعني مثلا يشيلوا صورة فيتاو أو لو بقى مال ولا هو حي يلي يحاول ينشر في تنشير أحيانا مثلا في نقطة في البوليس لكن ما بكون بطريقة كفة ما بطريقة بكفة مثلا الناس ممكن يعملوا محل واحد زي كان مستشفى أو في محل في نقطة البوليس محل بتقصصه للصور للصور لشنو وكده أي زول يشتكوا بأنه زول في تاو فاقد وكده يعني يجي هناك ويشوف الصور ويشوف الحاجات اللي عنده الكده زي مثلا حادثة طيارة كان الناس ماتوا 14 ولا 15 ناس في ناس مثلا انه ناس بقى حتة لكن في حاجة بقولوا personal effects في ناس بكون كان لابسين مثلا حاجة في ايده وفي شنو حاجات دي يتفسبوا تمام في بيجيبوا بكتوا في محل بكتوا بيصوروا في ناس عنده خاتم في ناس عنده مثلا كان سلسلة فضل أو قماش قوي أو جزمة حاجات ديل بيساعد في التوصيف بيساعد في التوصيف so ده رسالة للأسر وإنه نحن شغالين ويوم احتفال نحن بنختفي يوم الجمعة ده ذكرى نحن بنذكره مع أسرنا البقى ما موجودين معنا
شكرا جزيلا بلاسيدو yes very quickly كولانك
Thank you very much. For the upcoming International Day of the Disappeared, for sure we plan to stand in solidarity with families of the missing to raise awareness on the problem that they go through and to advocate for their rights. There's still more to be done, especially on the legal framework to validate it and pass it, to adopt it and be used to establish an institution to support these families. We really appreciate the initiative of the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs and other government institutions for the steps that they are taking now. We also encourage them to finish what they have. They're almost finishing, so that these families who are suffering can also be assisted.
Right.
Thank you very much,
Kulang Mayin Dut and Charles Placido. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, and that brings us to only 13 minutes to the top of the hour. A very good morning. This is where the nation's big conversations begin every morning. Charles Placido
is the Director for Emergency Preparedness, Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, and he's the focal point for missing persons. Kulang Mayenduti is in charge of the missing persons file at the ICRC. Thank you so much for having the time and having the conversation here on the Miraya Breakfast Show. Good morning,